This is the Giraffes Don't Eat Steak podcast, a show that brings you marketing stories, tips, hints, and much more. A treat for those who want to succeed in business or marketers who just want to learn.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
All good.
You've got your background reminds me of the old insurance ads we used to do. Like it.
Yep.
This is a. Is it blue?
It's blue. It's
you
blue.
Have a blue background. So you just need some captions by your side now.
Well,
the benefits of the insurance product.
I'm sure our super editor can add captions. He has a nice spot over here for captions.
The blue background followed us for many, many years.
Yeah, served us well. Served us well.
It's a very powerful background, blue.
So, other than my blue background, because I'm here, I'm in the city today, at the office, but I'm also attending quite a lot of conferences and events at the moment. There's a lot going on. And as you know, I love learning new stuff.
Yeah.
And just seems like this March is crazy. There's so much going on.
I mean, the beginning of the year is quite often everyone wants to pack everything in, try and get everything done for the year, show what they're working on, take the opportunity of the year. I guess there are quite a lot of conferences and things at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it definitely feels like every week I'm somewhere every week. So, but it's all good, right? It's all good stuff. Last week, I have to share this with you. I went to this fantastic conference on the Internet of Things, IoT devices. Now, first of all, me and tech, it's a little bit over my head. So
no,
I don't necessarily need to know how it works, but need to know the customer value, right? And one of the case studies that I loved, absolutely loved, was Sky Home Insurance.
Okay.
Now, I didn't even know Sky was doing home insurance. Did you know?
I did not. I thought they were just in the media space.
And interesting is there was a lot of noise a couple of weeks ago about Amazon pulling out of home insurance. Do you remember that? It was like, oh, Amazon gave up, decided to close down its home insurance division. But Sky, the case study they presented, is doing really, really well with their home insurance product. And the way that was presented, first of all, it was presented by product development and marketing people, so not tech people. Yay! Score! So they presented their case study as to how they came up with the concept. Now, the first thing they did was understand the target market. Now, home insurance is very underserved in the UK market, especially contents. Building, yes, if you have a mortgage, you have to have buildings insurance. You don't have a choice. But contents insurance, most people don't bother with, right?
Mm.
And you know, this is always a shock to me. Security, home security systems in the UK is almost non-existent, right? Mm-hmm. No one has home security. Where I come from, South Africa, where every man and his dog, it's like the first thing you buy is home security systems,
yeah,
right?
In my life, I've never, ever had any form of home security, ever. Apart from the key to get into the house. That's it.
But you don't even use your key. I use you as an example. How many times have I come to your house, knocked to the door and walked in? You guys don't even lock your house.
No, we don't lock it, really.
For all the burglars listening to this, I could share the address later.
For a small commission.
But so Sky looked at those two things and said, well, what is the real need of the consumer? And what they did is they bundled it. And the reason this was at an IoT device workshop is because basically with your home insurance now, Sky provides you with a bundle of equipment. So your Ring doorbell, smoke detectors, CO2 devices. I don't know what else. I didn't memorize the brochure, but they provide you with all those detection devices, which connects to an app on your phone. So if something happens at your house, you get alerted immediately through these IoT devices, and you can put in the preventative measures to send the neighbor or put out the fire, whatever it needs to do. So what happens is they've actually reduced claims because you now have this added security, because your security measures will stop or alert you if someone's trying to break into your house. But also things like fire, CO2, all those kind of dangerous things in your house, it's also just alerted on your phone. So according to their stats, and I haven't validated this, but they say they've increased. So when they did a survey of how many of their members had contents insurance, they've increased that number by 14%. So
Massive.
they've grown the insurance market by producing something that actually makes sense to people now, right? Because it's not about buying insurance, it's about buying the protection and the alertness and the awareness, right, of something's happening at my house.
They've made it a tangible purchase. It's, the
Exactly.
thing that was always very difficult about selling life insurance is you have to sell something that doesn't exist to that person in this moment. You're selling promise. It's the same, well, it's insurance, right? Insurance is promise. But they've made it a tangible product. I'm going to buy this.
Absolutely.
I'm going to get all of these things that I can use now in this real time that's going to prevent things. Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, obviously, they must have done, I'm sure they've done all the calculations of the costs of buying all of the IoT devices and sending those, and obviously the margin is outweighed by the drop in claims.
Yeah, well, so a couple of things is it's a 2-year contract where traditionally it's 1 year. So they make sure they're reclaiming their cost. Makes sense. 2 years is nothing. And then it is a little bit more expensive than your ordinary home contents insurance. But again, you kind of would expect it for the service you're getting, for the additional benefit, etc. So I loved it. I must admit, I was like, this is actually what marketing is all about, right? It's about innovating. It's about really understanding the customer need, unpacking what customers are saying to get to the real truth of what they need, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's why are they getting insurance? Because they're actually scared of, for the home insurance, for example, they're protective over their belongings, right? They're scared of losing them, and the option, the current option, the current or the existing option is, okay, if I lose it, I'll get reimbursed, or I can get another one. But this is a step forward, a step better. It's like, no, you can still keep your things because the burglar will be stopped in their tracks, or the fire will be prevented from spreading,
Exactly, right? Oh, I was so excited by this. I thought this was really awesome. I then went and did a quote straight away, as I do, go mystery shopping. And it was a lovely process. It was smooth, online quotes, got my fee immediately. Fantastic. So yeah, love that kind of
That's
innovation.
a really good, a well thought out bundle. There are many bundles that don't make sense. That one is a logical step to it. But I know we've done some testing before when you just try and throw in more of the same kind of products within one product. Because on the face of it, you think, oh, maybe it's more attractive because I'm going to offer them more things for the same price. But it can actually be a turnoff because it's just too complicated. You don't understand exactly what the benefit is of everything, and it's too much to take on. But when you create an additional tangible step, something that they can see and
And
understand.
provides real value, right? Real
Yeah.
value.
I mean, that's where it is. It's the value, isn't it?
It's about understanding real customer value. Yeah, I got very, very excited. I mean, some of the other things at this conference was there was a presentation about, and I can't remember because you and I have worked together so long, but I can't remember if we worked on this together before. But in retail stores, so definitely when I worked in banking, which is before your time, when we were trying to understand footfall, either into a shop, into a mall, into a branch, we always kind of guessed, right? Like you didn't have an accurate count of footfall. But now with IoT devices, you can have an absolute accurate count of footfall into all these. And then with that number, you can start really calculating return. So, and start measuring and predicting. So the case study that was presented was a shopping mall where all these IoT devices start measuring footfall, but they feed it through to the stores and start understanding in terms of footfall versus revenue. And then if there's an increased footfall, can alert the store, hey, maybe you need to send another person to the store because it looks like there's going to be, yeah, you know, more, you're going to have more customers, so maybe one person's not enough. Or if they're all on lunch, maybe some must come from lunch because there's going to be a bit of a flow, you know, that kind of thing. And you know, my stint in retail last year, when I did my 6 months in retail, that was such a problem. And when you had your lunch break and you would sit there hearing the bell ringing, because they would ring a bell when there was a queue, and you'd sit through your lunch going, "I'm on lunch.
I'm on lunch, yeah.
The bell is ringing. I'm on lunch. Sorry."
Yeah,
Where, you know, this kind of flexibility and information, preemptive information, because it's not they're already in the queue waiting to pay, which is almost too late. It's, hey, we've had 20% increase entering the store already. That is going to result in that. So let's get people
in.
out of lunch, right? Like it's such an interesting model. And then with that, it was all attached to, and again, I'm not technical, so don't, please don't quote me on the stuff, but it was attached to like air conditioners. So more people in the mall. And I know the UK is not a big mall market. South Africa is a massive mall market. And I think definitely where you are, Alex, I think malls are quite big.
There's malls everywhere. It reminds me very much of South Africa.
So, you know, then you know, reducing the temperature maybe, because more people mean it's going to get hotter,
Yeah.
right? And when people get hotter, they're going to leave, you know, if they start getting uncomfortable. So automatically reducing the temperature, looking, I mean, just so much cleverness, right, that you can do in terms of predicting behavior, stopping problems. I get so excited by it.
That is amazing, and there is the huge marketing angle of it as well. It's trying it, let's take that as an example. It's customer satisfaction, isn't it? It's understanding what your customers need. So you're right, if they are in the shop, what how can you create an environment that is more conducive to purchasing a product?
Exactly that.
And one of those, yeah, can be reduced. It can be making their temperature a lot more comfortable for them to be walking around the store. And I mean, I don't like shopping, so I get flustered when I go shopping. So if I'm getting flustered, I would like some cool air to so I can last a little bit longer shopping. So
Yeah.
it's them.
And he didn't mention this specifically, but think even about volume of music, right? If there's more people, like the noise levels are going to be higher, they're going to be talking more. So maybe you want to adjust the music volume so that it's not drowning them out. But when there's less people, you don't want it to echo and show everyone that the mall is empty.
Completely,
So
yeah.
maybe you want to play something. I mean, there's so much application, right, on how to utilize that kind of technology. And that's just the shopping mall. And then when I was in banking, we were trying to work out footfall into the branch in terms of how many staff we needed to have on site, and then what were they doing? Because as you know, if I don't know when last you've been in a bank branch, but they tend to do different things, right? Like we had, and this is South Africa, obviously, we had depositors, so you needed, and especially end of the month, people coming with their cash paychecks. So then you needed a lot more people there, et cetera, et cetera. But we could never really pinpoint that initial number of footfall. We knew the transactions, but we, you know, unless someone stood at the door, and we did have that, we had door counters whose job
Yeah.
it was to stand at the door and count, right? But I mean, that's one day. And it doesn't really help you be proactive. It's not real time.
Yeah, I mean,
It's just so exciting.
it's awesome. But it's I guess it's kind of similar to the tools that we use on websites, making people's visits more personalized. So understanding, what how many if they're a returning user, if they engage with certain content, or if they're in our nurturing funnel, what is it that their actions and engagements are telling us? And we have tools to understand where are they in that journey, and we can alter our contact and communication with them to suit their particular need in that moment. It's the same as the air conditioning. Is it too hot? Are they going to get flustered and need to leave the shop? Well, okay, let's make the journey smooth for them. Let's help them get through this process with at least amount of friction as possible.
Absolutely. The other one that they shared, which is really fascinating, was about the emission of gases. This one was just scary. And how these tools, they just put them around these plants, can detect the emission of dangerous gases just before it starts, right? Well, just when it's starting, so that you can send someone to go and fix it straight away, where in some cases, the gases can actually spread and kill people before someone finds out. So that one was a little bit scarier. But I'm like, why isn't it mandatory? Let's just make every industrial park have these things. Like, please.
Oh my goodness, that is
Because
so.
you don't think that when you visit an industrial park, oh, I wonder if there's a dangerous chemical leak happening somewhere.
That's funny. When you were talking about plants, I thought you were talking about actual plants for a second. Just
No.
my mind is quite alarmed, is on plants quite a lot. We've been buying quite a lot of plants recently. I only just found out, I don't know, maybe I'm just very, very slow. I always knew that it felt like cooler when you were near a tree, but I didn't realize trees and plants have their own air conditioning system. And they make the air around them cooler. I had no idea. I just completely oblivious to that. I guess living in the UK, I've never really had to worry about trees
Cooling.
cooling me here. But living in Colombia is a big thing. So now I'm just like, I want plants everywhere. I want them around me all the time to keep me cool.
And the benefits of releasing oxygen, right? So lots of benefits. And they smell nice.
They do. They do. They
You obviously just missed that whole 3 months of biology at school. You slept through
I just missed school.
it.
I just skipped that part.
Awesome. Well,
So have your devices arrived?
no, not yet. I'm expecting them any day now, so I will let you know how that goes. And tomorrow I'm at another conference, all about insurtechs. I always love seeing what new and innovative things startups, especially startups, are coming up with. So yeah, looking forward to learning some more awesomeness, especially people that have taken the customer into account with developing these, right?
Awesome. We'll look forward to hearing all the exciting things you see there.
Awesome. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That wraps up this episode of Giraffes Don't Eat Steak. Thanks for joining us. I hope you found value in our discussion and got some new ideas to apply to your own business. Tune in next week for another round of marketing insights and inspiration. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate you listening. Catch you next time on Giraffes Don't Eat Steak.